The European Union's foreign policy chief Javier Solana and Iran's top nuclear negotiator Ali Larijani have been meeting to discuss ways to resolve Iran's nuclear standoff with the West. Tehran recently hinted that it would be willing to freeze its uranium enrichment program for 2 months in a bid to jumpstart talks with the EU and the United States. Iranian journalist Afshin Malavi, a fellow at the New America Foundation, calls Iran's reported offer significant.
Because in the past year, Iran has been intransigent on this issue of refusing to suspend uranium enrichment. But I think it also should be seen as Iran making this offer on their own terms. There's also a serious debate within Iran about the efficacy of negotiations with the international community. If you look at the history of these nuclear negotiations, the Iranian government has tended to get a better deal when they've been more defiant.
Afshin Malavi, author of The Soul of Iran, says the controversy over former President Mohammad Khatami's visit to the United States also reflects the complex nature of public opinion among Iranians.
President Khatami clearly has differences of opinion with President Ahmadinejad, and among Islamic Republic political elites, there are serious differences of opinion about how to proceed on a whole range of issues. In many ways, the American public has seen what frustrated Iranians about President Khatami. He speaks in a very appealing way when he's talking about theoretical concepts of dialogue and tolerance and compassion. But when he's been questioned on specific instances in which human rights have been abused while he was president, or specific statements that are particularly reprehensible and conflict with his very lofty rhetoric, his answers have largely been unsatisfactory.
But Iranian journalist Alireza Nourizadeh, now director of the Center for Arab American Studies in London, says he thinks people should not attach too much importance to President Khatami's visit because his speeches are unlikely to change U.S. policy toward Iran. But he adds some of his ideas are refreshing.
Although we have a lot of criticism over Mr. Khatami's presidency, what he said in the United States is contradicting Iranian current policy with Mr. Ahmadinejad's view when he denied the Holocaust. What I'm saying is people in the United States, when they see Mr. Khatami in CNN and they compare it with what Ahmadinejad is saying, at least they would not condemn the whole Iranian.
However, Matthias Rueb, Washington bureau chief of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, says Germans generally perceive the former Iranian president as a nice guy whose views are not really important.
It's Ahmadinejad and the other political leaders who decide. It's not really of any political relevance if you have a dialogue between civilizations because the Bratislava is still decided by politicians.
On the other hand, Matthias Rueb says the recent Iranian talk about suspending uranium enrichment activities for 2 months offers a glimmer of hope.
Whether this is not just a tactic to buy time or to enter sincere negotiation with the West remains to be seen. But it seems to me at least the mood these days changed in Europe after it had been for quite a while very pessimistic. When I talk to people from the foreign ministry in Germany, they also tell me off the record that there are signals coming even from Moscow that they would back eventually sanctions against Iran.
But Alireza Nourizadeh says he is less sanguine than Mr. Rueb about Iranian nuclear intentions.
As far as I'm concerned, the Iranians are pursuing the same policy, buying time and keeping the other side guessing. As far as enrichment concerned, the Iranians are continuing their program, and more they have time, more they are going to get to their aim to have the technology to build the bomb. And Mr. Larijani is just going to keep the European engaged in endless negotiations.
All the journalists agree that a continuing dialogue among peoples is a necessary component of long-term reconciliation between Iran and the West. But the immediate dilemma of how to formulate a workable strategy to reduce the risk of Iran's nuclear program is complicated and sometimes contradictory. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.